土厚的树，你让我拥着泥香，吸吮着生命的暖流，如同很久以来的脚步声，你不断在我生命中刻下痕迹，激起震撼。虽有野草与荆棘的排挤，虽有狂风与暴雨的打击，我在生命的浪潮中不断地翻滚与挣扎，终于生命呈现曙光。您带给我生命的方向，我终于明白，我在母腹中未成型的体质，您的眼早已看见。您锁定的日子，我尚未度一日，您都写在你的册上。你的生命是我成长的地图，你十字架上的牺牲不断激励我往上涨，往上涨，使我得以开花又结果，使我得以美梦成真，扬声欢唱。
谢谢雅歌团契，今天晚上会有更精彩的，希望各位兄姐弟兄姐妹如果有时间今天晚上一定要来。以下请牧师正道。
各位弟兄姊妹们，大家平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
今天是父亲节。
It's Father's Day today.
我希望在这个日子里面，我们有一段时间来进入父亲的心中。
I would like to take this opportunity to lead us all into Father's heart.
因为现在这个时代里面，很少人曾经想过他要进入父亲的心中。
Few of us in this day and age have thought about examining a father's heart.
根据这个美国电话公司的统计啊
，According to the telephone company statistics，
在母亲节这一天呢、啊，是全年里面呢、啊、打电话最多的一天。
On Mother's Day， there are more long-distance phone calls than on any other day in the year。
那父亲节呢
？On Father's Day，
父亲节啊，打电话的那个次数啊，比平常多一点点。
On Father's Day， there are a few more phone calls than usual。
但是非常特别，这个特别非常特别。
But it's very special and interesting。
那个多的地方啊，是全年里面啊打那个 collect call 最多的一天。
On that day， there are more collect calls than any other day of the year。
连父亲节啊，也要父亲付那个电话的钱哈、啊。
So on Father's Day, Dad pays just like every other day.
我们一谈到母亲的牺牲的时候，我们常常在纪念母亲。
When we talk about a mother's sacrifice, we're thinking about our mothers.
的牺牲的时候，我们理所当然。
So we take our father's sacrifice for granted.
母亲的眼泪
a mother's tears,
你容易看得到。
We see them easily.
父亲的眼泪
but a father's tears,
你不容易看到。
We seldom see them.
台湾的父亲啊，哭得说说躲在棉被里面了。
When a father in Taiwan cries, he hides under the covers.
美国的 father 有没有这样？
Do American fathers do that? I don't think so.
No?
We just don't cry at all.
Oh. 但是今天我稍微来提一下母亲节的由来。
I'd like to talk about the origin of Mother's Day a bit today.
在1909年的时候
In 1909,
有一位 Mrs. John Bruce Dodd.
There was a Mrs. John Bruce Dodd.
这个人他参加那个母亲节的那个庆祝以后他在路上一直很想念他的父亲。
After participating in a Mother's Day celebration, she was thinking about her father as she was traveling along the road.
为什么有母亲节没有父亲节呢？
Why is there a Mother's Day and no Father's Day?
他认为他的父亲非常伟大。
She thought her father was a very great man.
他的父亲是一位为国立下汗马功劳的军人。
Her father was a military man who had an enormous contribution to his country.
当他13岁的时候，他的妈妈就离开世界。
When she was 13, her mother had passed away.
留下六个孩子。
Leaving six children.
六个孩子当中只有她是一个女孩子。
Only she was a daughter.
他的爸爸从那一天开始啊，他就做许多的工作。
From that day forward, her father worked very hard.
做母亲的工作。
To do the mother's work.
继续做父亲的工作
and the father's work.
不到十年呢，他就离开这个世界。
And in less than 10 years, her father also passed away.
所以他就把他的心里的感动告诉牧师，他说：“牧师，为什么只有母亲节没有父亲节呢？”
She told her pastor about the feeling in her heart. Why is there only a Mother's Day and not a Father's Day?
所以他的牧师说：“那明年哈。”明年就是1910年的时候那母亲节过后我们就来举行父亲节
Her pastor said next year after we've celebrated Mother's Day we'll have a Father's Day celebration too
那是第一次的父亲节在1910年的时候六月的时候
And that was the first Father's Day in 1910 June
以后呢就每一年就举行父亲节本来是一个教会以后是两个教会以后这个父亲节啊就越来越多的教会他们觉得有这种必要
and after that every year there was a Father's Day it started with just one church then two churches three churches it became greater and greater
到了1924年的时候呢由美国总统啊叫 Calvin Coolidge 他就来签署以后是每这个每年的六月哈就有这个父亲节
Calvin Coolidge, the American president, established Father's Day then in 1924.
我觉得父亲节也有它很特殊的地方。
Father's Day has a certain specialness about it.
我们看到一个孩子，他对父亲的认识啊，有阶段性的不同。
A child has different levels of knowing his father.
我们看到当一个孩子啊，他童年的时候啊，他觉得他的爸爸是无所不知的，什么都知道。
When in childhood, a person looks at his father as though they know everything.
哇，你问什么？他问computer，问开车，哇，爸爸是全能的。
Dad knows everything, whether it's computers or driving or whatever. Dad knows it all.
但是当他这个青年者的时候呢，少年的时候啊，爸爸好像一知半解。
But when A child reaches adolescence, dad seems only to retain a smattering of that former knowledge.
现在跟他谈一些事情，好像爸爸好像不太懂的样子。
The child asks the father, and the father doesn't seem to have the answers like he did before.
但是呢，当他年轻的时候，他已经这个非常有成就的时候，他觉得爸爸死骨不化。
When a child gets a little older in his youth, dad seems to have gotten even a little bit lower. He seems to use Stone Age methods on modern problems.
好像爸爸是家里的一个老古董。
He's outdated.
但是当他以后他进入社会以后，他开始工作，他遇到很多事情的时候，当他成人的时候，他觉得爸爸是怎样，是真知灼见。
When we grow a little older, we reach adulthood, we've entered society, and we have a lot of experience, our dad begins to change again and becomes a little more elevated. We recognize that he has broad insight from that time on.
他慢慢能够进入父亲的心中。
Slowly we are entering father's heart.
他越来越能够明白父亲所说的话。
We start to understand what it was that dad was talking about.
当他年老的时候呢，他就知道爸爸是老马仕途啊。
And when we are old, we finally recognize that Dad was our guiding light.
老马仕途啊，这个真好。到了年老的时候，他发现爸爸实在很懂得人生，他的智慧啊，告诉我们。
We understand that Dad understood what life was all about. He had more knowledge and wisdom than we did.
我们当中有各种不一样的年龄在我们当中。
We have people of every age among us today.
在我们的心里面，在今天，你在哪一种阶段里面，我希望你能够思想你的爸爸。
Whatever age group you fall in today, I hope that you can think about your father today.
但是父亲啊，有三种他很喜欢的，让小孩子知道，但是他很少说出来的。今天我要跟大家分享。
There are three things that Father seldom says, but he wants his children to know.
我们从认识父亲，也可以从这个来认识有一位天父，他也跟父亲有这种的心情。
And by understanding our earthly fathers better, we can come to an understanding of our heavenly Father.
第一颗心呢
？The first part，
这个父亲啊，喜爱儿女啊，像他的样子。
A father wants his children to be like him。
感谢神，我们上个礼拜哈，我们教会多了一个 baby。
Last week we had a new baby in our congregation。
这个礼拜多了两个。
We have two more this week。
我希望今年越多越好哈。
I hope the more the better this year, and there are still some more who are coming.
所以您现在要加这个加倍努力哈。
So do your best, everyone.
有一次我到一个家庭，他刚刚有一个 baby 几个礼拜。
There was a few week old baby in a house I went to visit one time.
那这位爸爸啊，抱着他刚刚出生的 baby。
The father was holding this newborn baby。
从前我跟他讲话的时候，他一直看我。
When I used to talk to him before, he would always look right at me。
那是我看着他，他一直看着他的 baby， 他都不看我。
When I talked to him, he looked at his baby. He wouldn't look at me。
他很喜欢他的儿子像他。
He really wanted his son to be like him。
不但这样子像他，连他的特别的地方，希望他的孩子长大以后也能够像父亲。
Not just in appearance, he wanted his character and his heart to be like him as well.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
上帝用他的样式，用他的形象造我们。
We are created in the image of God.
在哥罗西书第三章十节那边还讲到说。我们这个新的我是由上帝按照他的形象不断地加以更新。
Colossians 3:10 tells us God is continually conforming us to his own image.
这跟上帝有一个很大的期待，期待我们这世界上所有的人 我们每一天都一直更新有上帝那种特别的形象。
God has a hope for us today that we will be continually conformed to His image.
第二颗心呢?
The second heart.
父亲很喜爱啊，儿女跟他有关系。
A father wants his children to relate to him.
我小时候的时候，看到我们隔壁有一个家庭。
When I was little, there was a family that lived next door to us.
他的爸爸啊，是这个警察局的这个局长。
The father was the head of a police station.
他是他的孩子啊，是那个地区里面最坏的一个孩子。
But his children were the worst kids in the neighborhood.
常常打架偷东西啊。
They were fighting and thieving.
有一天呢、啊，他的父亲就告诉他：“如果你继续做坏，我要跟你断绝关系啊。”
The father one day said to his child, "If you continue to be bad like this, I'm going to cut off all relationship with you."
你知道，那个关系啊，这爸爸心中啊是这个孩子。这个关系就不能够离开的，但是这个孩子不了解父亲的时候，这父亲呢心非常痛，那个关系就要离开了。
You know, a father and a child, that relationship is so important. It just should never be cut off. And yet this father, when a child is being bad like that, the child just does not understand what's in the father's heart.
上个礼拜我到亚特兰大领特别的聚会。
Last week I went to Atlanta for a special meeting.
我回来的时候，在那个新的机场啊，我要转机啊。
I wanted to, as I was coming back, I was changing planes at the Phoenix, Arizona airport.
所以我在那个 Phoenix 那个机场啊，待两个小时。
I was there for 2 hours at the airport.
但是那两个小时啊，我觉得也非常宝贵。
But those 2 hours were very precious.
因为我看到有一个妈妈带三个男孩子。
Because I saw a mother with her 3 sons there.
有一个是幼稚园的。
One was in kindergarten.
有一个大概是小学一年级。
One was in first grade, I suppose.
那最大的好像是二年级。
And the biggest one seemed to be in second grade.
那这三个小男孩啊。
These 3 boys.
他要等他的父亲啊。
They were waiting for their father.
哇，我看他那个等父亲的那个情形啊，我心里非常受感动。
I was very moved as I saw them waiting there for the airplane.
他说现在爸爸还有十分钟，十分钟这样大的话，还有十分钟，还有十分钟。
And they were waiting expectantly. There's still 10 minutes, and Dad will be here. In 10 minutes, Dad will be here.
我跑到那个荧幕那边看，那边有时间，看了又回来，现在还有7分钟，还有7分钟。
Look at the TV screen. Come back. Oh, they're excited. There's still 7 minutes left.
现在还有3分钟。
There's 3 minutes left.
三个人在那个大玻璃在那看。正好有一架飞机下来了。
They were waiting, looking out the big window glass, and all at that time an airplane came down.
他说：“爸爸回来了，爸爸回来了。”
And the kid said, "Dad's back, Dad is home, Daddy's here."
哦，那个飞机啊，有很多人都下来。
And as the airplane came up to the place that a lot of people came out of the airplane,
我就很注意他们的眼睛。
And I watched their eyes carefully.
人这么多啊，他们一看呢，不是他的父亲了，他一点都没有兴趣啊。
And as they watched all the people come out of the airplane, if it wasn't their father, they didn't have any interest in the person at all. As soon as they saw their father, they rushed up to him. And the big one jumped around, grabbed him around the neck. And the second one grabbed him around the leg. And the little one grabbed him around the leg. And the father was not able to move.
那是一个非常好的父亲啊。
He's a great father.
你可以看到。
You can see that.
他马上把他的行李放下来。他的行李啊。
Oh, he put down his suitcases.
他就蹲下来。
He knelt down.
他说我带着一个小东西给你们三个。
I've got something for you.
哇。他说你有行李我看不到是什么东西啊。
I was quite far away. I couldn't see what it was.
但是我非常稀奇，他一个一个跟他们。
I was amazed, though. One by one, he talked to his sons.
他一蹲下来，那个孩子就一直吻他。
As soon as he stooped down, the child would ask him.
然后呢？
A kiss him. 文混，
文
啊文，
你在家里都没有训练哈、
啊、I haven't been practicing at home。
要加紧加油哈、
啊、That's work harder。
然后呢他就跟这个孩子三个人啊，他在讲一些他出外的事情。
And then he talk to the three sons about what he'd been doing when he was away from home。
当他出来的时候啊
，As soon as he came out of the doorway，
我就走过去跟他的那个太太，因为他的太太就在旁边看。
I went over to talk to his wife。
然后我就告诉他的太太。
And I said to her，
我说，明天下个礼拜是这个 Father's Day 哈。
Next week is Father's Day。
我要把你们家里的先生啊，要告诉我们教会的会友，因为我是一个牧师。
I'm a pastor and I want to talk about your family to my congregation next week.
他说我是基督徒。
And she said, I'm a Christian too.
我早就看出来了。
She said, I saw it right away.
感谢神，这个关系啊。
Thank the Lord.
我在那边看到这个关系，父亲跟孩子的那关系是多么的甜美。
I saw how precious that relationship between father and children was that day.
以赛亚书四十四章第三节的后半段讲说，上帝要将他的名，也是将他的生命，要浇灌在我们的心上哈。
Isaiah 44, the last half of verse 3 says, I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants.
上帝要将他的福气也要浇灌在我们这些人的身上。
God wants to pour out His blessings upon us.
今天上帝仍然在那边期待，他要把他的一切的福分放在我们每个人的身上。
And God is waiting still to pour out His blessing upon us.
希望在父亲节里面，我们能够进入父亲的心中，了解父亲。很希望我们跟他有密切的关系。
I hope on this Father's Day we can enter Father's heart and understand how our Heavenly Father wants us to have that close relationship with Him.
也能够经历这位奇妙的上帝，他也很希望我们跟他有深密的关系。
That we can understand how our wonderful Heavenly Father, our wonderful God, wants us to have a living relationship with Him.
第三颗心呢？
The third heart.
父亲很喜欢啊，儿女得他的祝福。
A father wants his children to get his blessing.
圣经里面在路加福音第十五章，那边有提到一个浪子回头的故事。
The story of the prodigal son is found in Luke chapter 15.
这个故事我们大家都很清楚。
We're all very familiar with this story.
讲到有一位父亲有两个孩子
，A father had two sons。
这个小的孩子啊，他就要他父亲的钱。
The younger son wanted his inheritance from his father。
以后他就离开父亲了
，And he left his father。
父亲心里非常的难过
，The father was very deeply grieved by this。
因为他离开父亲以后，在外面把所有钱都花光了。
The son was away from home and he wasted all of his money there in a far country.
圣经讲到他以后啊，他就去变成在养，去养猪啊。
The Bible says he had to go and feed pigs for a living after a while.
当他走投无路的时候，他想起父亲。
And at that time when he had no other help, he thought about his father.
我们如果读圣经的时候啊，我们就非常感动，就是父亲在那边期待他的孩子回来。
We are very moved by the picture of this father waiting there for his son to come home.
虽然他的孩子把他所有的钱都花光了，但是父亲的爱仍然在那边期待他的孩子回来。
Although this son had wasted all his money, this father was still waiting anxiously for his son to come home.
我们从那个二十二节到二十三节，我们看到当他回来的时候啊，是一生是非常脏啊。
In Luke 15, verses 22 to 23, we see how the father is waiting, how this son comes home, he's all dirty.
但是他父亲看到他孩子回来的时候，马上就揍他，打他。
The son comes home, the father ran over and embraced him immediately.
他没有说，哎，你赶快去洗澡啊，我现在抱他没有。
He didn't say, hurry up, take a bath, and then I'll give you a hug.
他不管你是什么情形，父亲的抱他。
He didn't care what he was like. He gave him an embrace right away.
抱住他以后呢，马上怎样？他怎样？他说，把上好的袍子拿来。
And immediately after that, he said, bring out the best robe and put it on him.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
你要恢复你本来的地位。
You will return to your former position in the family.
你是我的孩子。
You are my son.
然后呢，他马上说，你把你的，赶快把那个戒指拿来，把它戴上。
And then he said, put a ring on his finger.
是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你有当我儿子的权利。
You have the power, the authority to be my son.
他又说，赶快把那个新的鞋子带来穿上。
And then he said, bring out new shoes and put on his feet.
是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
当时的奴仆啊，没有人穿那个鞋子。
The slaves of that time went barefoot.
他现在又恢复那个做儿子的那种资格。
Now this son has recovered the qualification to be his son.
圣经反正讲说，你把那个回奴仆啊宰了。
And then he said, kill the fatted calf.
是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这是一个很大喜的日子。
It means it's a great celebration that day.
上帝就看到这个父亲，也是讲这个比喻，也在讲说天上有一个父亲，也这样在期待我们能够回来。
而 when Jesus told this parable, he was talking about the Heavenly Father waits in just that same way, hoping for us to come home.
各位弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
在父亲节这么有意义的日子里面
，on Father's Day, this day of wonderful meaning，
我要用一个简单的来这个结束。
I'd like to give a simple conclusion.
天父喜爱我们啊，真的像他的样式。
Our Heavenly Father wants us to be like Him.
天父喜爱我们呢，跟他有关系。
Our Heavenly Father wants us to relate to Him.
你今天跟他有正常的关系吗？
Do you have a normal relationship to your Heavenly Father today?
你曾经向他祷告过吗？
Have you prayed to Him?
他今天喜爱把他一切的福气，让人能够得到他的福气，他的祝福。
Our Heavenly Father wants us to receive His blessing today as well.
我们当中有很多做父亲的。
There are many fathers among us.
你有没有曾经为你的孩子来祝福呢？
Have you blessed your children?
上帝给我们所有做父亲的有这种情景来为你的孩子、你的祖孙来祝福。
God has given us the authority to bless our children.
上帝透过这个就要把他的福气也通过父亲的祝福临到我们的儿女身上。
And through your blessing, fathers, God blesses your children.
我希望今天所有的父亲啊，你都会运用这种神给我们做父亲的这种权柄。
I hope every father here today will use this God-given authority to bless your children.
愿神在这个日子里面来祝福我们。
And may God bless us today.
愿上帝的爱今日也临到我们每一个人的心中。
May God's love enter into everyone's heart.
我们接着就要请我们英语的团契来我们当中来献诗。
And the next thing is we'd like to ask the English congregation, a group from the English congregation, to sing a special song for us.